News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Names of some new developments are too boring, so say many Dublin City councillors, who wants to see more character in Dublin streets and buildings. And Cat O'Driscoll, Dublin City Councillor with the Social Democrats, joins us. Cat, what kind of names are you talking about?
Well, recently we've been seeing a lot of quite generic names like Church View, Church Muse, Stable, things like, where is there not a church or hasn't there been a stable? We've got really iconic things, neighbourhood to neighbourhood. You've got people who made really great impacts on their neighbourhoods, but we're just getting quite bland names for all these new developments.
Okay. Where I live, there's a church lane, there's a church road. Actually, there's another church road in a different bit of the town. Those are quite traditional names. I mean, they're not new.
They're absolutely not new. But then there's other great developments from back in the 60s and 70s that are named after rivers and trees and people. So I guess as councillors, we only get to sign off on the name. We don't get input into the ideas stage at any for any of these developments. It's up to the developer to come up with the name. And our impression is it's a very last minute decision. There's kind of not a lot of creativity goes into it. And what we've been told is they really only, it's a box ticking exercise for them to start the process of getting an air code for their development.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's interesting. I was in Edinburgh back in February, and the names in Edinburgh are fantastic. Things like Flesh Market Close, The Mound, Cowgate. And we have some names like that, and then we have things like Fishamble Street and things. Is there a way of encouraging people to become more creative so we don't have these sort of very boring, bland, generic-y sounding places?
Yes, and the councillors are really eager to be involved in these processes. And we also have amazing community groups who look at the history of their area and they write books and they do presentations. But unfortunately, a lot of the developments that are happening in Dublin City, and I'm sure across the country, they're being organised by international offices who don't really have that on the ground experience. So what we would love is for the process to include, much earlier in the process, back when they're going for planning permission, some sort of community engagement or even just engagement with local councillors to ask us what's significant to this area. It can go back a long time or it can be something that's happened in recent decades. But right now, all we do is get the name and we just have to sign off on it. We don't get input.
Lastly, is there a risk with community input that we end up with Boaty McBoatface Street?
I don't think so. You can have community engagement without it sort of being a popular vote. You can ask them for ideas and then people with heritage experience can look at it. I'm really keen for us to recognise more women, whether it's in statues or street names or development names. We're kind of hidden from history in lots of places, and asking locals about women that were significant in their area is a great way of finding out what they know.
Look, thank you for joining us on that. It's a very interesting point. That is Cat O'Driscoll, their Dublin City Councillor with the Social Democrats. Love to know what you think out there this morning about street names. Are they all a bit too bland?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.